News in brief at Press TV, the Iraqi army backed by popular forces continues to gain more ground against Daesh terrorists. In their latest push, Iraqi troops managed to retake the village of Nasr, south of the city of Mosul. Iraqi forces say they are now defusing explosive devices planted by the terrorists in the village. The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution says the U.S. has failed to deliver on a major part of its commitments under a nuclear deal with Iran. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei warned that Iran will set fire to the JCPOA if the other side tears up the agreement. At least 10 people have been killed in a U.S. drone attack in Afghanistan's Nangarhar province. Local officials say those killed were commanders and members of a Daesh offshoot. The U.S. has widely used its drones to bomb targets in Afghanistan, Yemen, and several other Muslim countries. Saudi warplanes have once again bombed Yemen's Jaf province. There are no immediate reports of casualties. Riyadh has been bombing Yemen for more than a year now. The Saudi attacks have killed more than 9,400 people. Many of the victims have been women and children. And in Nigeria, the lawyer of Sheikh Ibrahim Azak Zaki Festus Okeye says the cleric's detention without trial is illegal. In December of 2015, Nigerian troops raided the residence of Sheikh Zaki and his followers in the city of Zaria. Soldiers killed hundreds of Muslims and arrested Zaki. Britain's defense secretary has warned that leaving the European Union would weaken security in the West. Michael Fallon said this is the first time a country might leave either NATO or the European Union, saying the military alliance and the EU are, quote, the twin pillars of Britain's security. First deputy head of Russian Federation Council Defense Committee, Franz Klintsevich, says Moscow has enough resources to respond to NATO's deployment of troops to Poland and three Baltic states. NATO approved sending four battalions to Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, and Poland to boost its forces in the Black Sea region. U.S. President Barack Obama has accused presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump of undermining the fight against terrorism through his anti-Muslim rhetoric. Obama said treating Muslim Americans differently will make the country less safe and only suggests that the U.S. and the West are against Muslims.